I can send her another email. Tony?
Okay, we're going to have to try to get you back on video, or you're not going to be able to vote. So, Jess is going to send you another.
Okay, she just sent it. Okay, we see your name.
Should we unmute? There we go.
Okay, it seems we have everybody back now.
Yeah, but we should see Mark.
And we're going to open this meeting up.
Can you see me?
Yes.
There we go. And, we have found that there are allegations, and there should be some sort of discipline, is what the council has found right now.
Let me correct that.
Yes, please.
A motion was made in closed session that discipline may be warranted. So now, at this point, the council will consider if discipline should happen, and if so, what it should be.
Yes.
My name is Peter King again. I believe that if there is to be discipline, I believe having already been suspended for on to 3 weeks now, I would think that that would be more than sufficient. I don't know what you're trying to do to get anything else out of it. If the state's not coming after you, if you've already reported to the state and they're aware of it, and they haven't come back, I feel that the discipline has already been taken care of. And again, I take responsibility for the actions that happened there because she didn't know. It's not an employee handbook, or she wasn't, you know, gambling laws change all the time. If you walk into one place and see it being done, nobody says indifference. So, again, I would take responsibility for it if there's a fine, something along that nature, but I believe that what's already happened is more than enough discipline.
Well, we have decided that there needs to be discipline. Does anybody have a motion as to what they would like to see happen?
This should be a two-part consideration, that if the council doesn't want to discuss this any further, then there should be a motion that discipline is warranted. If you believe that's the case, if you believe the discipline is not warranted, that would be the alternative motion. So that's where you should start.
Okay, so I guess we need to re-vote on discipline.
I think what he's saying is make a motion that either discipline is warranted or isn't.
You came out of closed session with the determination that discipline may be warranted.
Okay.
So it follows now that the council would make a decision about whether it is warranted or whether it isn't.
Okay, so I'm going to ask for a motion whether discipline is warranted or not at this time.
Discipline is definitely warranted at this time.
I will second that.
One.
Aye.
Gary?
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
Tony?
I'm wavering a little bit, but
Aye.
That motion having been passed, the next consideration by the council is what type of discipline. And if that's going to be a discussion now, go ahead and have that discussion. Ultimately, that's got to result in a motion of what type of discipline should be applied.
Okay, so has anybody got anything that they care to say and what discipline should be and which way we want to go with this?
I would like to make a motion that we let the employee go because we cannot set a precedence here. They need to know the rules. I don't know if they were not laid out enough in the employee handbook, but I would make the motion that we let the employee go.
I will second that.
Discussion?
Yes, we call for discussion.
Oh, any discussion on this?
Oh, okay, so she was taken off the schedule. How long has she been off the schedule?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yep.
Okay, are these paid days or unpaid?
Unpaid. I completely missed the whole payroll.
There are alternatives here, including that the suspension is a penalty served, that there is something put in the file that's a reprimand, some probationary period. There are other solutions other than going so far as termination. And the council should consider all of those options while it considers this one.
Anybody have any discussion yet?
Is that open to the whole room?
No.
Okay.
I would go along with the reprimand, and she's already been off the schedule for 2 weeks, the whole pay period, and a probationary period. I would like to see a probationary period of as long as 6 months.
Any thoughts, Mark?
How many write-ups? She has several write-ups in her
file.
See,
Mark, we can't consider that at this time.
We have to consider everything.
Just this issue.
We've gone this with other employees and have multiple write-ups. And we got to put a thought to it. If we're just going to disciplinary with some time off, the very next ankle of something going wrong, she's done, if she's not done today.
So why did you guys allow multiple other employees to have multiple write-ups and never do anything like this? I've worked here almost 40 years.
That was not under my following. If I would have known that those other employees had that many write-ups, they would have been gone a lot sooner than they were.
I would just encourage the council, and you've got an active motion under discussion, and so if you're going to change courses on this, then a vote should be taken on the motion and then have the motion get denied and then return to the discussion about what a different discipline would be. But I would encourage the council not to consider this situation cumulative with other situations in the past. This fact pattern stands by itself for the purposes of what you're doing tonight.
Tom, I guess you're kind of garbled, but I don't understand. This is, I believe, her fourth write-up, and I think we had something quite a while ago that 3 was going to be the maximum anymore.
Did we just go?
Is that not true? Didn't we talk about this 4 or 5 months ago?
Yeah, you're right, Mark, but really this is supposed to stand on its own merit by itself and not to take those others into consideration at this time.
Well, what she did is technically a misdemeanor. I mean, there was a big pile of cash on the bar. Anybody that's seen the video has seen it. We can't jeopardize our license. That alone right there, granted she might not have known all the rules and we have to be better on educating our people moving forward.
But Mark, you've just said something there which is important. The employee has indicated that she was not aware that this was illegal. The city might not have known itself that it was illegal. You've got gambling devices here at the bar. Yes, they could be used in non-gambling situations.
Mark, can you hear him?
Yep.
And you just said yourself that the employee may or may not have known. And so this could just be one of those situations where lesson learned. Everybody comes out of this with understanding something they didn't understand previously. I'm not advocating for one thing or the other here, but the fact, if you're acknowledging that she might not have known, that's not an unimportant fact, I guess is all I would say.
Well, I guess...
Well, the next thing is the roll call vote, isn't it?
So now you've got a motion that's out there. This is the discussion. If there's no more discussion, then there needs to be a vote then taken on the motion.
Is everybody good, said what they want to say? Okay, then we need a roll call vote on Mark's motion for dismissal.
One.
Aye.
Gary?
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
Tony?
Nay.
Well, that being said, I guess termination.
You guys are pitiful. Yeah, really pitiful.
That's a shame.
You guys don't have a clue. Don't have a clue.
You're making a mistake. I can say.
Okay, so now we're going to move on, and the next new business is to accept the resignation from Jill Radman as council member, and that's going to take a motion and a vote.
I still let you do roll call.
I make a motion we accept the resignation of Jill.
I'll second that.
I'll let her, she's doing the motions. I'll let her do roll call.
Roll call one.
Aye.
Aye.
Gary, Mark.
Aye.
Tony.
Aye.
And pass. May I then? Chad had pointed out that the graders were taken off of the agenda when we were going through back and forth. Is there any way to do anything about?
Oh, we can just bring it up.
Okay. How would you like me to advertise for this position?
I think we should put it out on our newspaper, social media, any other.
And website?
Pardon? Website, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Let's take care of that.
Okay. Then we move on to mayoral appointments, I believe.
Yeah.
And yep. I don't know that I, is there anything I really got to do there?
Well, if you turn to page 38, it would be basically approving that with, but we need discussions on city attorney.
Okay, so that's all, and then the city attorney, we'll go down to 4043 here, and we have two new applicants for city attorney. One is Bright Law Offices out of Aiken, and the other is Tom Pearson, or Gamelwin Pearson from Brainerd at Baxter, I guess. So I think we want to get a new city attorney here, so does anybody want to make any motions as far as who we get, or...
I will make a motion that we hire Tom Pearson or Gramello Pearson, attorneys at law.
I'll second.
Okay, we'll have a discussion vote.
Oh, sorry, that's okay. Tony.
Aye.
Mark.
Aye.
Juan.
Aye.
Gary.
Aye. So Mr. Pearson will now be our city attorney. And
I think if you just make one motion to approve mayoral appointments as presented.
All right. And I also want to make a motion to approve the mayoral appointments, please.
I would like to make one comment on that. I see Fred Strohmeyer is up on planning and zoning. Has anybody contacted him, or is that good till the end of this year?
I believe that's till the end of the year.
Till the end of the year, great. All right. I make a motion that we accept the new mayoral appointments for 2025.
Second.
Roll call, Tony?
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
Juan?
Aye.
Gary?
Aye.
Yes.
Okay.
That takes you down to planning and zoning.
Okay, that comes to me. I think I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Justin as usual.
Thank you, Mayor. Just like the good old days. It's good to be back. Thank you for having me back. Bethany prepared a council report included in the packets. It starts on page 47. The Planning Commission did not meet in December, and so there are no recommendations from the Planning Commission this month. She did include a list of the 2024 permits. She also prepared kind of a breakdown of how many permits have been issued. You're in line with years past, so this past year, 2024, you issued 47 land use permits compared to 52 in 2023, 51 in 2022, and then in 2021 you're up to 63. But generally, across the board, all types of permits, you're pretty much in line with where you have been in years past. Are there any questions regarding the permits or permit totals? If not, there's a couple other items here for your consideration. One is regarding the potential establishment of a new zoning district in the city. So if you look up at the zoning map, you have several different zoning classifications. You have commercial, you have forest management, you have special protection, you have commercial, two different types of commercial mixed use and commercial. And what Bethany is asking you to consider is to create a new zoning classification for public uses. So that would include the city hall property, the parcel next door, the vacant lot, anything owned by the city. It may also include like DNR, boat accesses. Clearly those sorts of uses are different than commercial uses. So right now, the city hall property, the City 50 Lakes property here, is zoned commercial. That's not, it's an okay fit, but it's not really a great fit because you generally don't see, you know, like true commercial type uses other than the bar, which is owned by the city, on publicly zoned property. So she prepared or provided in the packets examples from area communities that also have public zones: Breezy Point, Cross Lake, Emily, Nisswa, and Pequot. So we're not asking for approval of this zoning district tonight, but we are asking you to consider initiating the process to start creating that zone. If it's something you're not interested in, then no motion is needed and we'll just end it there. But if it's something you want to consider, then we would ask for a motion to initiate the ordinance amendment process to create the public zone.
Excuse me, Justin, how does this differ? You've got these drawings in here from Breezy and this one and whatnot.
Yep.
How much, what is the difference between that and what you've already drawn up that's on the wall there?
So this would be a new zone. It would have different setbacks. I think the commercial, just for example, in the commercial district, I think the max impervious is about 50% coverage. So if you were to create a public zone, you would, you know, either lower that or increase that or whatever you feel like is a better fit for that zone. You could also look at different setbacks. Right now in the commercial district, you require conditional use permits for pretty much everything. So like your rooftop solar project would require a conditional use permit, which is fine. The city can apply for their own CUP. But if you were to create a new zone, you could potentially just, you know, have that as a permitted use to more streamline that process. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
The way I see this, Mark, it just, you know, for all of the projects we have coming up in the city, the park and all of that, we don't have to go through the permitting process. Even though we don't pay for it, it does take our zoning person a certain amount of time to prepare all of this, and we're just going to get this permit anyhow, so this streamlines that process, I believe, also, and it just makes it a little easier for the city to do some things here, I believe.
Is that all true, Justin?
Yep. Thank you, Mark, for getting that on the record. Yes. So the zone has not been created yet, so you would have latitude in what you want to see for maximum building height, setbacks, impervious, the different uses that you want to allow. You probably still require a permit. It wouldn't be a conditional use permit, but it's just to document new whatever.
Right, to say that we did this.
And, so Bethany would still have a minimal amount of review to make sure that the setbacks, impervious, building height, the use still fits with the public zone like she would for you know, any other zoning district, but yeah, it would save you potentially a month or more of review for things like the solar project, for things like
water park, you know, everything that we intend to do.
And the other way to think of it is, it's better fitting, you know, creating this new zone for public use. Right now, you're zoned commercial. That's not, in my opinion, this isn't really a commercial property. Yeah, you have the bar, but it's owned by the city. But it's owned by the taxpayers. You don't pay property taxes. I think, like these other cities, it's better to have a zoning classification specifically for public use. And again, not asking for an approval, just asking for a motion to initiate that amendment process. You can deny that in the future. It's not a final decision here tonight, Of course, you need to gather public input. There would be a public hearing at the Planning Commission, and then they would make a recommendation to the council on the zoning classification.
I would like to make a motion to go ahead with this new zone, public zoning district.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Tony?
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
Juan?
Aye.
Gary?
Aye. Motion carried.
Okay, thank you. Two additional items. The first is regarding the 2025 fee schedule. We're recommending that that be adopted with no changes. The city put quite a bit of work and review into this, I think it was a year or two ago, and found that you're roughly in line with other cities. And so I'll be looking for a motion to adopt the 2025 fee schedule with no changes.
I'll make a motion that we accept the zoning fee schedule with no changes.
Start. Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, second.
Roll call, Tony?
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
Juan?
Aye.
Gary?
Yup. Yeah. Aye.
Oh, excuse. I just found I had a note on this. What is the base rate? Responsible does that first. Stand by one. Shared reading.
Standing by.
Sourcewell, with your. You've got an hourly increase of $5 per hour. What was your base rate?
That's next on the agenda. Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly.
I know. Jumping my gun. I like my name, too.
Oh, did I spell wrong? Rafi? You tell Kelly that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, Mark, next on the agenda is the Sourcewell agreement. So we are in the process of standardizing our shared services agreement with all of our cities. We want to have one standard agreement, and I've provided a summary of the changes in the packet. I have a copy of the agreement here if you want to see it. That was also sent to Ann, and that she has that on file here. Basically, there's no significant changes, I'll say, that will occur here at 50 Lakes. In some of the communities we work with, we were doing more administrative type tasks. We were taking minutes at meetings. We were setting up the room and taking down the room and doing health screenings, things like that. So we've taken those duties out. We've kind of clarified what our role is in cities, and it's basically what we're doing here. It's what Bethany does. She prepares the staff report. She attends your planning commission and council meetings. She does the office hours. So nothing is changing with the service. You'll continue to work with Bethany. There is one change regarding the rate, which Mark had referenced. And so, since we started working with the city back in, what was it, Ann, like 2015, 16, somewhere in there?
Yeah.
I think we've had one rate increase. So we started out at $50 an hour. We're now at $55 an hour. With this new agreement, the rate will increase every year $5 an hour starting next year in 2026. And again, Sourcewell is not generating revenue on these services. The market rate is well over double our billable rate. When I work for a, well, I don't need to go into it, I don't think, but it's, we're not making money on the services. We're trying to offset some of our costs, and we're not doing a percentage increase. It's just a $5 an hour increase annually starting next year. We're still not going to be billing for things like travel time and mileage expenses. Those are all covered by Sourcewell. So just the time that Bethany is billing, doing office hours and attending meetings.
So that was a long way, but you did answer my question.
Thank you. So then we need a motion and a vote on that. Anybody care to make a motion?
Go ahead and make it, Gary. I'm not sure how to word it.
All right. I guess
I would like to make a motion to accept the 2025 Sourcewell Agreement.
I'll second.
Roll call, Tony.
Aye.
Mark.
Aye.
Juan.
Aye.
Gary.
Aye.
Pass.
Okay, I think that does it for planning and zoning, unless there's any other questions or comments.
It's nice to be back. Thank you again for having me in.
Hopefully
see you all soon. Yeah. All right.
Hey, hey Justin, good
to
see you again.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
Take care. Thanks, Ann.
Thank you.
All right, then we move on to parks with Tony.
Oh, parks. Let's see. I don't know. Where are we in parks?
Some of the splash pad equipment should be arriving this week or next week.
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch the beginning.
Some of the splash pad equipment should be arriving this week or next week.
So where do we store that?
Wherever Chad can.
Okay.
I think he was preparing. I don't know if he's going to do it. I think it can be outside. It's a big pallet.
It's going in that Connex box.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking if it needs to under the lean-to. It didn't look too bad under there, but yeah. We'll figure it out. Good question.
All right. We move on to fire and rescue, and see, it says we need to schedule a meeting with the mayor and the city clerk, Jesse.
Do we? Yeah. Yeah, well, typically that's always the said that whatever our business meeting is, so it'd be the second.
More than
it'd be the end of January.
Yes.
What is the next is that when he wants to show up? Is it the next meeting?
It seems like it's January. When are you guys show up to the meeting?
Okay.
The fourth Wednesday.
Okay. Make a note of that.
Okay, done.
Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it. I don't know if any of this stuff got through you guys at all. That's our individual, all the individual attendance for the year 24. Yeah, that's the little one down here. That's the blue one. I don't know if you all recall that we had throughout the year. We had a couple EMR classes and EMT classes, but that didn't, not everybody went to those. Some people didn't, that's why it's on the list, but it doesn't have a number on it. But we had 6 fires, and we had a water rescue, and 43 medical calls, and that brought our total up, our 50 Lake State and our business and drills to 77 calls last year. And meetings and trainings and everything else, so. That's what we have for that. Any questions on that? And I got the schedule planned out for next year. Roughly, it's really close. Some of the times might change depending on, we had a burn trailer coming up in April. We might be at 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock. A little minor tweaks to it. But that's, for now, that's our schedule for the year.
I did email that to you. It came in this morning.
Okay.
We had to update a few things and call and make sure it was going to work out.
Sure.
With the training, so, yeah. And then for December, we had 1 fire call, and we had 6 medical calls. We have 3 vendors right now taking Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2. So they're going to get sent through, and they're good, they'll pass, they'll be good. But once they get through, I'd like to get them some turnout gear, and I'm meeting with Phil tomorrow, and I can get some quotes together on turnout gear. Our pagers and our radio need a little bit of updating on pagers.
A lot of updating.
And our radios, it's kind of a buy 1 or 2 a year, and just keep a rotation going. I was talking to a radio guy last week, and I told him the model we have, and he says, "Holy cow, like the first ones." I'm like, those are the first ones, you know, they work really good, but apparently they're way out of date. So 1 or 2 a year, maybe it'll get us
This guy seems to have pretty good rates too, but I'm getting quotes from him too on pagers and radios and everything. I applied for the grant, for the firehouse grant in the fall. We didn't get it. We applied again on the 9th. That's for all new wildland gear, pants, boots, coats. That also, it's a dual purpose, so it's wildland gear and car extrication gear. So hopefully this time around, and if not, we'll apply again when it comes up again. That's about it. I'm attending a class this weekend in Brainerd, controlling the chaos. So it was a free class. They said it was really good. Everyone says it's good, so go take it. So that's what I got for you guys.
All right.
The only thing I have highlighted on here is the pension amount that's due in 2025 by the council based off of the pension okay, obligation then. Is $15,890.
And I think we put 30 in the budget. We went through it in the fall. So
I'll have to go through it.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you, guys.
And that moves us up to, looks like Chad's moving into position here, so we're going to roads and maintenance.
Roads and maintenance, roads have just been a little slippery here, a little slippery there. Of course, we just had the snow, so that was a kind of major event. Other than just taking care of roads and doing buildings and trying to keep the bar under control with the maintenance that they need, there really hasn't been much that I have, other than I wanted to order, I don't know if you guys can see the new blades that I want to order for the grader for digging up the ice on the gravel roads, and it would just make for more traction than just sand, and you could actually probably replace that with sand because you could do the whole road, and it also will mix in the summertime, it will mix the dust guard. It mixes it around in a circle and sideways instead of rolling it over and burying it. So the dust guard will last longer through the purpose of it.
I see there are three quotes here. I mean, what's the difference between, is one better than the other? Is different?
What I've seen is, one, you're paying for the name, which would be the most expensive one. And the other one is, the place where we had our truck built and stuff, but it's that comes in a couple different separate pieces, so it's more expensive that way. But the place that is the cheapest is actually the place that I receive my blades and get my blades from. So it's the quality, I don't know what the delivery would be on those, if I'd have to go get them or if they deliver them or what it would be. But
where are they? If you have to get them, where the ones, where would you have to get them at?
Kidding?
Okay.
What's the life of grader blades?
Like, it all depends on the time you grade.
So we've had it a year, right?
Right. The existing blades aren't good yet.
Oh, they are.
These serve a different purpose.
So you switch them out. Gotcha.
And do the different purpose, and then put the other ones back on later in the summer.
Yeah, well, it was just like concerning if they're only a year old.
And right. Yeah, looks like you can pull them teeth real easy and replace everything. It makes a lot of sense.
It's a multi-purpose blade, more or less.
Mark, would you like to weigh in on that?
Yes. Yeah. Chad and I talked about this quite a bit. Several of the other, I don't want to say townships, but counties that also have been switching to these, and I think it's probably a good idea. I mean, it will save the other ones. There's a lot of wear life left on them, but I think this might be a good idea moving forward with our being able to clean up the roads after chloride and everything else. I think this might be a good option moving forward.
So are you recommending then this Brandon Hatton? Excuse me. Or who are you recommending?
The one from the NMH.
Which is that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one is it?
The red one you have a picture of. It's red. It's M&H.
M and H?
Masabi, I really.
Oh, all right.
H and L?
H and L, sorry.
Yeah, you had me really.
And that one is for $6,092.40, I believe?
Yep.
And is that, would that then include everything you need for it?
It's everything I need, but I don't know if it's shipping or how it's gonna be. It might, a lot of times they deliver, so, and it's usually free delivery.
Brandon will probably drop that off to you.
Yeah, he lives a little.
He's down here quite a bit.
Well, would anybody like to make a motion on this, or?
I'll tell you, I'll grab that one. I make a motion that Chad goes ahead and buys the cutting edge from H and L Masabi.
Okay, does this figure include tax?
Your tax exam.
Oh, all right.
It should, we don't pay tax.
Okay. Do we need, you know, we've got a $6,092.40 on that, Mark. Do we need to add anything to that for, in case of delivery fee or not to exceed?
We should have a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'll second that. And then I refer back to my last question.
I'd like to add another $500 just for shipping in case.
Sure.
They are heavy.
So, would the motion then be to not exceed $6,592.40 for this, and to go? Let's go ahead and buy it. Is that a motion, or we already got it? Okay, then.
I made the motion. We get that cutting edge from Masabi.
All right. So then I think we go into a vote.
Roll call, Tony.
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
Juan?
Aye.
Gary?
Aye.
Pax?
We still have the resolution 202504 for the county project.
On that note, I'd like to make a motion to pass resolution 2025-04 approving the county project within municipal city limits.
Quick question on that. Did you get all the answers that you asked about there, Mark?
I did have a conversation with Rob when I was traveling out here, so yeah.
And I also spoke with him about the access to the corner lot and all of that too, so that did he ever send us anything on that? Oh, all right, very good.
We should have a motion, or a second.
And then
second.
Okay.
Roll call, Tony.
Aye.
Mark.
Aye.
Juan.
Aye.
Gary.
Aye.
Pass.
Anything else?
No, not this time.
You got anything there, Mark?
No, I think we're good, bud. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Chad. I guess we'll move on to the liquor store. We've got the P&L on that. It looks like we had a pretty good December there. I don't know if Ann would care to add anything to that, or
sure. It was a good December. As you can see, last year 2023 we were at a negative 8,700. This year we are at a positive 1,700. I think a big part of that, of course, is the rent from the fire relief. That was a big help there. Also, our labor costs weren't as much, and really trying to watch what we're spending and moving what we're sitting on out the door. I was very pleased with that. I hope our end of year audit comes out close, because it's showing that our profit for the year is $54,000, but I'm not an accountant. Never will claim to be one. So, you know, we try to keep it as close, but the audit typically comes in different. I would just like to say, Emily started on January 6th and it's been a pleasure having her so far. And then I'll do some updates on events, and then I'll see if she has anything she wants to add. We have customer appreciation. That went off excellent. We had good entertainment. We had a great variety of things to do and people, and it was really a lot of fun. Kudos to our volunteers once again. We had From the Heart then the following weekend. They were good, I heard. I was not here, but it was a good crowd and our monies were good. New Year's Eve was not so good. The numbers show it. We had staff wanted to try something different, which is great. They wanted to have live music, which I don't think we'd had in a number of years, and we had it later, 7 to 11. I think if the trend is now more places tend to have entertainment earlier and people are home early, even before the new year. You know, like we celebrated at 6 o'clock with our grandbabies, you know? Then we had trivia last weekend. That was a good turnout. I popped over and it was great to see all the people in here. They're great people and economical to have, and they really drew a crowd in. This weekend we have Tina's karaoke. I'm hoping she's got a good following. I'm really hoping that, yeah, we're busting at the seams for that. With that, Emily, as I said, started January 6th. She's been hitting it hard. I just keep reminding her she doesn't need to learn it all overnight. Take her time. We're here to support her and just totally set her up for success. And with that, I'll see if she has anything she wants to add.
I really don't have much to say, but I do want to acknowledge the fact that having a team behind me and to work with is phenomenal, and I really appreciate it. And I feel like I have been guided appropriately, and were some clear goals coming in here on what can make us succeed even more. So I will be working on those as well.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yes, it is. It's just refreshing. I feel very light. The load has been lightened. I don't know about Jess or Kim, but you know, there's still the training aspect, but
yeah,
she's digging in. I know she was on the phone with Digital Dining today for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Jess. Ooh.
I know.
I feel for you.
Yeah.
But she's digging it.
A little, it did help with the kind of concept of how that program works. But there will definitely be more phone calls, and I want to know that system very well. So,
yeah. So in light of what took place tonight, then I don't know that I have to ask permission, or we do. That we probably want to advertise, unless you feel we're full, but I feel like getting maybe a couple more.
I could definitely use that person replaced. I don't know what Lisa is, you know, I mean, like if she's, I need to touch base with her and find out what she's wanting, but, and then also with Dakota needing more training, I think that she should be replaced. So if we could have a okay to advertise for a bartender, that would be great.
Yeah, I think it. You know, even if we get a few applications, we did good this last run, and then to get them in the door, get them acclimated. So once the busy season hits, I know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, our goal is summer. To hopefully have enough staff to service the patio. That's been a struggle the past couple of years, you know, to have enough staff. But I feel like maybe we could get it to that level, at least on the busy nights.
Yeah, I would like to have, you know, when the schedule gets done, I would like to see designated areas of what, when you come to work, this is basically what shift you'll be working, whether it be the patio all night or, you know, bar back, kitchen all night, main bar all night. Just so that there's no, you know, have everyone coming in and being like, well, I don't want to work outside tonight or something, but, you know, in rotation, obviously, but would definitely like to see someone scheduled outside.
Yeah. She's already met with two food reps.
Yes, I met with Mike from Upper Lakes today. We used to order from him last, it sounds like we stopped last summer. But I really liked him. It sounds like he has a lot of resources for myself and for my staff. And just kind of talked about doing a little bit of a revamping on the menu and adding some things that, like wraps and sandwiches that can be, you know, and salads that can be all, you know, all those ingredients can, you buy one ingredient, you can make three things, basically, is what I'm saying. I realize I need to be resourceful on that and the technicality of what we're making back there because we don't have a cook per se. So I'm really trying on the wings right now because that's a struggle. What we have been doing, it doesn't sound like it. Like, it sounds like we need to improve on that. So he was going to be bringing me in a sample of what he thinks that would work for our wings and our wing Tuesday and such. So,
yeah.
Excuse me. My voice hurt. Emily, could you please stand at the podium, please? Your voice will carry better.
Sure.
Thank you.
I think she's about done, but...
I got some of it, but it'd be better if I could hear up there.
Okay.
Well, I don't know where I left off. It's just speaking with the food rep from Upper Lakes. I really enjoyed that. It sounds like he has a lot of resources. As far as just kind of like revamping the menu a little bit, offering you know, fresher things other than just fried salads, wraps, sandwiches. Essentially, you can, you know, get the one ingredient used for to make all three of those. He has they have their own chefs that can come here, you know, show us how to make the recipe. And you know, utilize as much as we can. And then, of course, improving on this wing fiasco. and I learned that the black bone on the wings, I don't know if that bothers anyone else. If you know what I'm talking about, it doesn't look very appetizing. That comes from freezing the wings. So we're getting in raw wings right now. Not only do we have staff that I believe don't have the competencies of like the correct way of thawing them out and handling them and cooking them. So and getting something that's already cooked and then can be prepared accordingly. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Good.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Discuss duties and responsibilities. Oh, sorry. For clerk, deputy clerk, and lead bartender. I just wanted clarification here on out what you're expecting from us. And like I said last month, we each got a pay increase that was temporary. So.
I think what we want to, are we ready to start kind of, like Ann said, we gave her, Jess, and Kim extra money to help with the manager duties. But now that we have a manager in place, I'm thinking that maybe we can take that away from them, for lack of a better word.
Well, I think Ann can better answer that. Ann and Jess, knowing since they're working with Emily, they would know, you know, how much they have to do yet or how much she's able to do. So I think that they should weigh in on that.
Yes, I agree with you, Tony, and this is a conversation that I'd had earlier with Ann, so they're not surprised.
Yeah. Gary and I kind of, he said another month. I thought that as quickly as she is seeming to catch on. I mean, there's still a lot, and I told her we're not going to leave her in the lurch, but I also don't want it to hit the P&L so hard where we have double labor, you know.
Right.
I mean, you hire someone, then other staff are expected to train them. But then Gary said, well, how about if we go out another week or two?
Couple weeks, I think, wouldn't be inappropriate. And then, you know, we could look at it again at that time. If we decide we need them in place still, we can continue. Otherwise, maybe let's give them a couple weeks and see where we're at.
Sounds good. Sounds very good.
Okay, so keep it going for 2 weeks, and then if does Gary just make that decision, or?
I'd be, yeah, you know, if you guys want me to, then I could just make the decision, and with Ann's, you know, I definitely take her recommendation.
Yeah, but I would like Jess to have a say too.
And Jess.
I'm comfortable with that.
Agreed.
Do you have any input?
No, I think I agree with that. I believe Emily is catching on pretty quickly. And like you said, we're always going to have to be involved a little bit anyways.
So, you can't run too far.
No, I have short legs anyways.
Really in the same building. No, and I just want to say Jess has been great too. Emily's got her on speed dial. No, it's great. Kim too. It's all, you know.
All right, so I think we all agree with that. And
okay.
Then that brings us to the off-sale variance report.
Yeah, Jess put that together. It's not pretty.
I guess not.
Yeah. The first quarter of the year obviously was the worst. But we've progressively gotten better, except for the liquor this quarter.
And I will have to say, I'm pretty sure that has a lot to do with just entering things wrong, or when we were, how do I say this? The vendors were used to just bringing in whatever they wanted and then having it credited back, and in between the mix of that happening, doing inventory counts and variances changing and not knowing. So there's a lot of products there where 1 week there was an extra two cases of something on the shelf that I would have to change in my reports, and then come to find out that then those were credited. We have to change them back through. There was a lot of that. And just pulling everything out and just really doing a deep inventory of what we have. So this is the most accurate count, I believe, because I went through the whole year and added everything all up again. And that is one thing that I think would be really great for Emily and I to work on, and especially with the different vendors. What's in our system, what we're never ordering again, what we can take out and really simplify this whole situation we have going on, which I believe will lead us to a more accurate count, hopefully.
I've also been trying to make it clear to my vendors that I want approval by me for anything that's being ordered. I kind of just told Brooke today, I said, especially just starting out, please let me know, hey, this is what I'm going to order, and then I want to look over it and then approve of it or not. Because I think that we should simplify our liquor store, and there's a lot of nonsense liquor that is just a waste of money for us. I mean, that's my opinion. So I'm definitely going to be working on that as well. So hopefully by next year, we can be like, wow.
Zero variant.
Look at that.
Let's not go crazy. Just to hear.
All right. And we move on, and we need to approve a phone stipend for Emily here of $35 a month. I need a motion to
give Emily Broadhead a cell phone stipend of $35 per month.
I second.
Second.
Roll call, Tony.
Aye.
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
Juan?
Aye.
Gary?
Yep, aye.
Pass.
Okay, then we come down to purchasing and personnel and with the approval of mayor and council to attend LMC training, which is on page 89. We need a motion and a vote.
I make a motion that any council members or mayor that choose to attend the LMC training be paid, meetings be paid for, and they be paid for mileage and motels if necessary.
I'll second that. Vote.
Roll call. Tony?
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
Juan?
Aye.
Gary?
Aye.
Pass.
Okay.
Another comment on this. I think we missed a resolution, 2025-01.
Is that the newspaper one by chance? Did we all, the other one passed?
But before we wrap up, Ann, I think you should go through. I think we missed.
That was in one motion.
Okay,
for the new business and critical.
Yeah. The mayoral appointment.
Would you like it to?
I apologize. No, that's fine. Okay. I thought you missed 01.
I wonder if we should do a motion.
Maybe just specifically.
Yeah.
Those.
I think, no, that's a great point. I think we should have a motion approving resolution 2025-01 and 2025-02. Please.
Okay, I'd like a motion to appoint 2024-1 and 2024-2.
I second. Gary, restate that for 2025, please.
Just 2025-01 and 02.
I'm sorry.
2025-01 and 02.
Oh, 2025-01 and 2025-2. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, roll call. Tony?
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
Juan?
Aye.
Gary?
Aye.
Pass.
Okay, then we come on to the COLA discussion. And
I believe that needs a motion also. Should we just go with the 2025 COLA of 2.5%?
Well, I guess, you know, we just, I don't know really how to handle this one, because anyone that was getting minimum wage just got a raise of 2.85%, I believe.
Who did?
Anybody, the minimum wage just went up from, I think it was 10.85 to 11.13. And so that just in itself gave some of our employees a raise.
Yeah, it's about 2.8 for that. 2.82. So my discussion with Gary is,
so why did unemployment go up 2.8 when they're calling for a COLA of 2.5?
Minimum wage went up. Mm-hmm. So, as busy as it's been, I haven't had a chance to sit down and work on it, but I don't want that to punish the staff. But what I said to Gary was, you can either do match what the minimum wage is at the 2.82, I believe it was, or give me a month to see what other cities and their staff are at. And we should do reviews, because I don't know, last year we all got a significant merits. Or if we're just sticking with the COLA, and we can do reviews at a later date. But then you have to discuss them too. You have people on staff who just started, but they get the COLA. You know, you've got some bartenders and Emily. And that's where I don't know what to say there.
I guess my thoughts are, I'd like to conduct some reviews on existing employees, on the rest of them. We can always look at this again next month, And if we decide to, we can retro back, I believe.
To keep it clean, February 1st, but probably could do January 1st. I just remember Karen always saying that's really a pain.
Yeah, we could carry back to the 1st of February if we'd like. But
there's other staff here. I don't know if they have any input on it.
Anybody else have any?
She had said that people got merit raises last year. I was the only one that didn't get a merit raise last year.
No, that's not true.
It's not?
No.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You did. Everybody did. Except for your part-timers.
Right.
I did, Jess did, you did. I just read the minutes. Okay. Yep.
I just thought it was the cola that I got last year.
No, you come see me tomorrow, I'll show you.
So, I don't know if anybody has anything with,
You budgeted 3.5%.
Right.
So, if you really want to have the discussion, you could do... Do you want to? Do you want to discuss this and take care of it?
She's talking to you guys.
I think we can wait and let's see what other cities are doing with their employees. Okay. And we can always retroactive back to whatever date that we pick.
All right. Yeah, I agree. Chad has a comment.
Just to be considerate too, that most other cities are union.
Okay, I will do some research, work with you, Gary.
All right, so
we'll figure it out.
I think that kind of gets there. City offices will be closed January 20th for Martin Luther King Day. Do we have any unfinished business? Anybody care to speak again? I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
You don't need to vote for that.
Okay.